in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So the matter has been postponed to March the 24th, that is next week, Friday. We've been told that it is because the state and the defense, they need to exchange heads of arguments. So they need to basically analyze each other's heads of arguments before they can come before the court so that, you know, they can present and, you know, have those discussions in court. So in that case, the judge has granted the state as well as the defense an opportunity, you know, to analyze each other's heads of arguments.
Could you help us understand then what does this mean going into the rest of this trial? We understand closing arguments were eagerly anticipated to move it forward.
Oh, yes, they were eagerly anticipated, Darish, because even in the public gallery, it was packed with the families of victims, as well as the families of the accused, because, you know, they were hoping that, you know, closing arguments will obviously take place today. But they did say that, you know, this doesn't mean anything, because, I mean, evidence has been heard from both the state as well as the defense in this matter. So it's just basically to give them time to, you know, just analyze each other's heads of arguments. And obviously, we will definitely be hearing, you know, these closing arguments from the state as well as the defense next week, Friday. And thereafter, obviously, the judge will then obviously set the day for judgment. And obviously, he will also ask for some time, you know, to analyze both these submissions that will have been submitted by both the defense and the state before he can actually make his judgment, also based on the arguments as well as the evidence that has been heard in this matter.
You said there were a lot of people attending today because the proceedings were so anticipated with the expected closing arguments. What was the mood like amongst those there?
Well, you know what? We've tried to speak to the families of victims, and obviously the families of the victims are saying that, you know, the state has explained to them why the matter has to be postponed. But what they're saying is that they are just hoping that, you know, they can finally put this incident or this matter behind them. And they're just grateful that, you know, it has come to this stage where we've reached the stages of closing arguments. And we've also tried to approach the families, you know, of the accused, but obviously we couldn't speak to them. But we did speak to the lawyer of one of the accused, and he did say that, you know what, it is important for them at the rich to actually analyze each other's heads of argument before they can actually argue in court. So they did say that, you know, this does not obviously have any effect on the trial itself or on the matter itself. It's just a matter of, you know, giving each other an opportunity to actually be able to argue.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.